2014 was a bad year for Christians, but Indonesian church planters remain committed. And do you think kids in South Asia deserve an education? We're exploring these topics and more on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. How would you rate 2014? Good? Bad? Somewhere in between? Open Doors USA's Emily Fuente says it's been a rough year for the global church. There's been more persecution in 2014 than any year in recent history.
Even non-Christian news agencies and secular news agencies are paying attention.
From the ISIS crisis to Nigeria's kidnapped Christian schoolgirls, much of this year's persecution springs from a single source.
We are seeing, especially in this year 2014, the rise of Islamic extremism in many countries where it wasn't necessarily as prevalent or even present before. Maybe Christians, like in Iraq just a couple years ago, were dealing with moderate persecution from society or the government putting restrictions, but never the whole Christian community fearing for their lives like they are now.
And yet, hope prevails.
People are drawn to a message that people are willing to give their lives for or be persecuted for.
More persecution does mean more needs, though. Visit our website to help through Open Doors.
We're asking and praying that people prayerfully give to help our brothers and sisters.
Next, refugees throughout the Middle East desperately want a new future. Christmas looks bleak despite the promise of hope. With your help, Global Aid Network, or GAIN, just got some relief supplies to Iraqi refugees just in time for Christmas. GAIN partners get to know the families as they deliver the supplies. As kindness melts away suspicion about Christianity, doors open. Refugees get more than their physical needs met. They get to learn how to receive eternal life. This is Mission Network News. Would you risk your life to tell people about Jesus? Haggai Institute alumni are teaching young church planters in Indonesia the risks and the rewards of sharing Christ. Haggai's John Bachman says church planters in one region take an extra step of dedication after graduating.
They sign a contract stating that they enter this willingly and realize that it could cause them danger or even loss of their life. It is not the idea of a radical approach. It's just a document making them aware of what they're committing to.
Aware of the risks and armed with Haggai training, church planters are bringing God's word to Indonesia's unreached islands. Can you help them carry out their commitment? We'll connect you at our website.
It just gives a little different level of intensity and commitment to the gospel. I know Christians who, okay, it's a little cold, it's a little rainy, I think I won't go to church today.
Meanwhile, Crossroad Bible Institute says around 2.7 million children in America have at least one parent in prison or jail. They're seven times more likely to suffer from depression and aggression than their peers. CBI created a Bible program to help kids and their families come closer together. President of CBI, David Scheringa.
It's something wonderful for the people in prison to be able to recommend us to their children, especially, the fathers feel like they're showing some spiritual leadership, and they say, hey, I'm a student with the Crossroad Bible Institute, and you can be a student too.
Thousands have already joined. CBI recently came out with a Spanish-speaking version of Magna Messiah, so they can reach even more people like undocumented incarcerated immigrants. Scheringa says,
they can experience the love of Jesus Christ and take that wherever they go.
And do you think unsponsored children in South Asia should still receive an education? Well, so does Gospel for Asia. They recently surpassed 72,000 children enrolled in their Bridge of Hope centers. These kids are well on their way to sponsorship, but there's usually a delay. To help them get an education and to learn about the love of Christ, now you can contribute to their unsponsored children's fund. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Keep track of your busy schedule and pray for people around the world. Get the free Vision Beyond Borders 2015 picture calendar. It'll encourage you to pray for believers worldwide and keep the Great Commission in the forefront of your mind. Call 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org and click on the link. I'm Greg Yoder.